A weak solidarity brekkie team listener, when what an exciting end to the year. The revolution is nigh. So nigh, we could be living in socialist utopia when we return in February. Expressed beautifully in an understated way by a bloke called Saul Cleverdick, energy analyst with Credit Suisse. The price cap represents a declaration of war on the gas industry, one step short of nationalising the gas sector. Oh, listener, if only. And Santosas, the prophet supremo, Kevin Gall, lots of prophets, screamed, this Soviet-style policy is a form of nationalisation. Now, we don't want big supremo Anthony Albanese to morph into a Stalin, but a form of nationalisation? Oh, again, listener, if only. The national disaster for the greatest little economic order of them all was summed up P1 headline Monday in their daily Trublowazi Capitalist Review. Global gas sector damns Labour. An editorial same day, Labour's plan to make the energy crisis worse. Subtle, but we got the message. When every major resource behemoth screams socialism run riot, we know it's serious, a summer revolution. With the government countering weekly that the gas is the gas and why should Trublowazis pay international inflated prices for their own gas? What a pathetic argument when there's a super-duper obscene windfall profit to be made. The very stuff of the greatest economic order of them all. Woodside, with prophet supremo Meg O'Neill, before prophets, has been leading the brave resistance to this communist revolution. Meg, we asked Meg, prices were lower than $12 before the pandemic, yet you were making huge profits then, so you'll still be making huge profits. That ignores the fact that we have this chance to benefit from great opportunities like war and destruction, and the super-duper obscene windfall profits are good for all of us. What, for the consumers who struggle to pay or can't pay their bills? Then they should earn more. No, I said good for all of us. Peg did point out that this attack by the most anti-caring business class government in human history would terminate the essential transition on which gas is so critical. Transition to renewables, to requiring no gas or coal at all. To the critical transition for gas and coal to gas and coal. World pollution giant ExxonMobil Capital described the disaster as reckless free market intervention. But, we butted, it will benefit the consumers whom the market has been failing. Don't display your abysmal ignorance. The markets have been working magnificently for those for whom the markets are designed to work magnificently, those for whom it exists. But, we butted again, the government is attempting to make life a little easier for consumers, even if they won't get lower costs, they'll just not rise as much as usual. Governments have no right to interfere in the markets. The government's role is to ensure the markets operate in the interests of those for whom it operates. So the government should not distort the markets by, say, handing you trillions in other people's taxes in corporate welfare. We support massive cuts in welfare to the undeserving, but what we enjoy, government support for the markets, is not welfare. You're displaying your abysmal ignorance again. Government support for the great corporate sector is an integral part of the markets working magnificently. An insert pulled out of our newspapers this week with the Starvation Army appealing for our hard-earned. When all hope is lost, it says. Spot on. Where the Starvation Army is concerned, all hope is lost. Suppose it's not in their interest to ask, to analyse why, quote, the poorest families in Trublowazi are struggling to survive. Better the Starvation Army survives. On which, talk about hitting a great man when he's down. Poor former big supremo scummo. Well, before he's down, back in 2015, his then department reported that legislation would be required to make Scummo's robo-debt crusade lawful. And would you believe it, forgot to tell him, forgot to tell the minister. So 2 months later, poor Scummo told Parliament no legislation was required. And when the Administrative Appeals Tribunal kept finding the scheme unlawful again, no one bothered to tell Scummo, who somehow wasn't aware of the tribunal cases. And anyway, he told the His Most Gracious Majesty Royal Commission this week that his scheme was just a scaled-up version of what the socialist government had been doing. So clearly it was the socialists' fault and his department's fault for forgetting to tell him. And when it comes to a royal commission or a great man, a great Christian man like Scummo, whose honesty is renowned, we know who to believe. If we have any doubts, ask his close mate, his close ami, the French big supremo. As some consolation, Scummo can assuage his distress at problems that had absolutely nothing to do with him. He was only the minister responsible, kept in ignorant bliss. Consolation by sharing a few malt scotches with the boys down at the club, because he's been nominated for membership of Sydney's Australian Club by another former big supremo, little Johnny Howhard, and former caring business class MP Bruce Baird. While little Johnny and former number one train killer and Her Most Gracious Majesty's man in True Blue Aussie, Peter Cause-Graves, some months ago nominated current party supremo Constable Peter Duffer for the club. So imagine the in-depth empathetic conversations over those malt scotches or cognacs. And thankfully, membership will put an end to those silly claims that poor Scummo has a women problem, as the all-male Australian club voted 63-37% last year to keep women out. So therefore, he won't have a women problem down at the club. He might have just a bit of a problem with the final His Most Gracious Majesty Commission finding, clearly biased because the commissioner is, after all, a woman. So poor Scummo may have women problems after all. At least the boys at the club can console him. Oh, and he told the hearing he approached welfare as a cop. Not sure he needed to tell us that, because as a dedicated, caring Christian, he knew the undeserving are better off left to the mercy of other great dear baby Jesus practitioners like the Starvation Army. They will display their Christian love, deploring how any true Christian, true lover of the dear baby Jesus, could treat those seeking refuge as cruelly as Mary and naive Joseph were treated, forced to give birth in a manger. Naive Joseph, incidentally, because he still believes she was a virgin, but aware they would never treat those seeking refuge so cruelly. As our succession of ministers for concentration camps raise a wire and sink the boats have displayed in their Christian love thy neighbour treatment of asylum seekers, many seeking refuge from True Blue Aussie invasions on the coattails of our master, the US of. In a sensible move, the socialist government has appointed Siobhan McKenna as chair of True Blue Aussie Post. Siobhan, a Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin sidekick to Lockie, and a director of Fox News, Fox Sports and Sky News. In other words, bringing a balanced, unbiased view to the public sector, including, quote, an ambitious plan to modernise True Blue Aussie Post, which in corporate speak sounds like very, very bad news for True Blue Aussie Post. Finally, the year ends as it started, with evil unions still refusing to know their place in the world. This week calling for the abolition of the Productivity Commission, that fine neoliberal advisor established by no less a friend of the workers than the aforementioned little Johnny Howhard. The evil unions claiming it peddles failed economic models of privatisation and deregulation, like slashing evil union power and scrapping plans for multi-employer bargaining, because that would see constant strike disruption. The commission itself said the suggestion to abolish this critically important economic advisor was madness. That put the ACTU in its place. And good news, the government says it has no intention of abolishing the commission. Evil unions interfering where it is none of their business, because what do workers know about the delicate flower that is the economy? Seriously, if they really, really knew, that could be it for the delicate flower. Not a bad note to finish on. So, listener, thanks for putting up with this nonsense all year. Enjoy the break, and let's all keep ourselves nice. Good morning.